When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, as my father used to say, a hearty good morning to all of you out there. And our first guest is really multi-talented. We're going to focus on the author aspects of Brett Fleishman coming up right now. So I want to move along on this interview, if you'll excuse me. No chat, no small talk, because he's written several books simultaneously, which is amazing. As I mentioned, his name is Brett Fleishman. The books were all published by Mindstir Media. That's Mindstir Media. You can go up on the website and take a look at what they do. The three books are available online and in paperback as well as in conventional. What is it, a hardcover or a paperback, Brett?
They're all paperback and they're all available online.
All right, and you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Mindstir.com, et cetera. The books are If the Earth is Round, it's a beginner's book, Twist and Shout, it's an intermediate book, and I love the fact that that you're covering all aspects of it. Empty Beaches, it's advanced and it's for grade 6 to 8. This is really unusual. Number one, I have to say 5-star reviews by Amazon. Congratulations, that's an amazing accomplishment. And yet, how do you go about doing three books at the same time, because they've all got pretty much the same publish date and you've already got a full-time job? How do you do this?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you very much, Stu, for having me on. I really appreciate this opportunity. And it's been interesting. I started writing poems about 3 years ago. And after I wrote the first poem, I just kept writing and writing and writing. And I pretty much did that nonstop for 2 years. For whatever reason, my brain is just wired in a weird way. So when I get an idea in my head, it's really tough for me to stop thinking about it. And so for about 2 years, I thought about poetry constantly. I mean, I would be in the car commuting to work, on the tennis court, during tennis matches, even on the sidelines watching my kids play sports. It was literally nonstop. And I also don't sleep that much. It's pretty rare for me to sleep more than 6 hours a night. I mean, I wish I could, but I just can't. So that gives me a few more hours every day, I guess. And really, the decision to publish three books at once was mostly driven by my desire to leverage my time trying to market them. I mean, it's a lot easier to promote three books at once than it is to promote three books back to back to back.
Yeah, very, very and smart. Also, I just want to say very smart and very good advice for authors out there. If you're listening to Brett Fleishman, he came up with a point that I very seldom bring up. And it's really a valid one. How do you get these ideas for your poems, and what scope do they cover? Obviously, they're for younger people.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I think like a kid. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but regardless, I've always been able to relate to how kids think. So I typically start off by thinking about topics that I think would appeal to kids. As an example, in my beginner book, which is called If the Earth is Round, I have poems about dragons and roller coasters and ghosts and even stinky diapers. And then for my intermediate and advanced books, I often come up with my ideas by thinking about word plays. So many of my poems end with puns and idioms where I actually trick the reader, who is either thinking of one definition of the pun, but I'm actually referencing the other definition, or the reader's thinking of the figurative meaning of an idiom, but I'm using the idiom both figuratively and literally. So word plays are definitely a big source of idea generation for me.
I mean, it's quite an accomplishment. And again, I want to repeat, five star reviews on Amazon, all the books published about the same time. When did you develop an interest in poetry, and why did you choose poetry?
Yeah, honestly, this sort of came out of nowhere. I mean, as I was younger, I was definitely more of a math guy. And I didn't read nearly as much as I probably should have when I was younger. And I definitely didn't write at all outside of whatever was required for school. Now, I did always love reading Shel Silverstein's poetry, but I didn't actually write poetry, at least not that I can remember, as a kid. So for me, this was really very much a revelation and something that I didn't know existed.
All right, I want to get this in, because it's important, and you'll find it very impressive. If you go to Brett Fleischman's website, you'll get all the information we don't have time to give you on the air today. It's Brett, B-R-E-T-T, Fleischman, F-L-E-I-S-H-M-A-N.com. Just like it sounds, go to BrettFleischman.com. You'll get everything. Sorry to interject, but I think it's important that we get that in. And as we head back to the topic immediately hand here, Do you remember what your first work was, your first poetry, and what was your feeling after you wrote it? Was this, aha, this is for me?
Yeah, my first poem I wrote about 3 years ago, and it's called Nuts for You. It's actually not in any of the first three books. And it's all about kids who love different types of nuts, and they think their nuts are the best, and so they want to decide which one's the best by asking their teacher, a gentleman named Mr. Filbert, to decide. And so blindfolded, he eats a bunch of the nuts, and then he starts sneezing uncontrollably because, as it turns out, he's got a big nut allergy. So you asked me if I knew there was something there. And to be honest, I wasn't sure. I did read the poem to my boys, and they were a perfect audience at the time. They were 8 and 10 years old. And I asked them what they thought, and they laughed, and they said they thought it was pretty funny. I wasn't 100% sure, but what I did know was it was really, really fun writing it, so I figured, you know, why not keep writing?
There are a lot of poetry books out, a lot of children's books. What distinguishing characteristics are that separate yours from others?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There are tons of talented poets out there. Yeah, I think the thing that differentiates my poetry from other writers' poetry is that I'm not only aiming to amuse children, but I'm equally interested in educating children. And so my intermediate and advanced books, which are designed for older elementary school students as well as middle school students, they have a huge educational component to them. In both of the books, I have a section that explains what homonyms, puns, and idioms are. And then I put a P and I superscript at the end of each poem that has a pun or an idiom in it. And that lets the readers know there's a play on words in the poem. And then in the appendix of each book, I explain poem by poem what the play on words meant. And so I'm hopeful that this educational component differentiates my work from the work of other poets and will be very appealing to educators as well as parents.
Yeah, speaking of other poets, did you have any favorites growing up?
Yeah, well, that one's pretty easy. It was Shel Silverstein. And, Stu, I'm not kidding.
Great choice. Yeah.
Yeah, I must have read Where the Sidewalk Ends 100 times. Mm-hmm. I loved how quirky Shell's poems were, and I thought, you know, those crude black and white illustrations were absolutely hysterical. So he is without question a source of inspiration for my poetry, and I feel really, really fortunate that some of the independent reviewers have compared my poetry to Shell's poetry. That's, you know, obviously for me, that's the ultimate compliment.
That's quite a compliment. That really is. And reviewers are not members of your family. That's really something. Any future books coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I am planning to write a series of books for each of these three reading levels. So, you know, the first books are volume one. They were released last month. And my plan is to publish volume two of each reading level, beginner, intermediate, and advanced, in May of next year. And then I'm also going to hopefully plan to publish a single poem as a standalone book a little bit before Christmas next year, called Chasing Santa Claus.
We just got really about 10, 15 seconds left. So instead of flooding you with questions, a closing comment you'd like to make?
Yeah, I would just say that I absolutely love writing books, but more importantly than that, I want to do a lot more than just sell books. I want to be actively involved in children's literacy, reading to kids in hospitals, you know, teaching kids about poetry in schools. And so I'm hoping this platform is a lot more than just selling books. I'm hoping it can be something where I can really connect to the children directly and hopefully make a difference.
You're off to a great start. You're doing some wonderful things. Brett Fleischman, author of The Earth is Round, with the show Empty Beaches. You can go to his website, BrettFleischman.com. Thanks so much for bringing the quality and eloquence to the ear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal.
And this is John Harwood of the New York Times and CNBC. You want to know who the real backroom power is in the city of Boston? It's Stu Taylor. Listen to his show.
So many memories, and I must say, at the risk of sounding arrogant when I hear that in the Bee Gees album, that I could talk about on air for an hour, and I guarantee you'd find it very interesting. And I don't just mean small talk from someone who hasn't been involved with the Saturday Night Fever phenomenon, but let's save that for, well, I'm not sure I'll save it forever, but it's actually an amazing business story, and if anybody's interested, you can call in here at 888-205-2263. I'm not going to come forth with this unsolicited. And it, or you can email me at stu@stutaylor.com. I just want to say that the whole Saturday Night Fever phenomenon is a great course in how to sell and how to market and strategize. And at the risk of sounding terribly immodest, I'm not sure there's anyone who could tell it better than I can. All right, we're back. I've been saying on this show that for quite a while that my biggest concern about Trump, you see, Mueller's in a position unless he gets fired. If he gets fired, there'll be impeachment proceedings. It'll be like that Watergate affair. You know, it was total confusion, and Haig stood up, Alexander Haig, and said, I'm running the White House. I mean, I don't know who would step up, but it's too late for Trump to do it. Mueller's first trip and wading into these waters of prosecution have been, let me say, they certainly indicate guilt on the part of Gates and without question, Manafort. I mean, with very little question. I'm not putting him in prison yet, but he's not a good guy, and he's obviously an obnoxious human being. I don't care about that part of it. Like, I don't care about Trump being obnoxious. What I care about is abiding by the law, and it certainly doesn't look like with the confiscation of $75 million in foreign money over 5 years that either of those guys did it. And anybody who spends $1.435 million on clothes, which is so much beyond the average net worth. I mean, there's just something. The funny thing is, he never looks good. Manafort never. He's one of those. You know, you look at a guy like, I don't know, George Clooney, Brad Pitt. I don't know. Pick out, you know, I'm not attracted to men, so I don't know, but they're good looking guys. It doesn't matter what they wear or how they look. I mean, they look great. They look great no matter what, because they're basic. Paul Newman was like that. He just always looked great. Didn't matter how he dressed. Most of us, like me, I have to make sure that everything is perfect so I can look reasonably appealing enough to go out in public. Manafort looked, on to the case, and here's the reason why I'm not as concerned about this very proactive move on the part of Robert Mueller, which in and of itself, I really don't find a problem with. As a bridge to getting to Trump, I'm not especially worried about that either. You know, there's been no collusion. There's no indication of Trump's involvement, which has been the case now since this began about 9-10 months ago. And I don't think Trump is overly concerned about this, but what I do think he's concerned about is two things. And he's got to make he may be faced with a Sophie's Choice decision coming up, where they get something on Trump, they get something on Jared, and they get something on Donald Jr. What do you do? Think about it. You're president of the United States. Well, as a parent, I would just instinctively have the whole burden fall on me. And I'm not even creating a scenario here. But if it were on me and I had to plead guilty even for a crime I didn't commit, pardon me, but to protect my kids, I would do it. And I don't know that that's coming. But it's got to be in the back of Trump's mind. But what really has to be in the back of Trump's mind, and I have a certain amount of sympathy and understanding for him because I'm not a big corporate hater. Anybody who's listened to my show for the past 18 years know how I feel about big business and conservatism. And when big business gets out of hands, there should be punitive measures. Otherwise, let them do their thing. It's a domino effect. They create jobs. They create smaller businesses. They hire. They basically support families, and I don't care if they get rich in the process. I want them to get rich in the process. But Trump's tax returns are going to reveal things that the average person won't understand. And I'm just going out on a limb here and saying, I think at some point that Mueller's going to force him to come out with his tax returns, and I don't know how this is going to play out. But Trump is going to have to produce those tax returns, and this won't be the case where there's $25 million in taxes one year with, quote, discovered by the lovely Rachel Maddow, and how humiliating it was for MSNBC and everyone on the left who thought they had a real scoop, and it turned out, I don't know whether Trump secretly released them. I don't know. It seems like he can outsmart everyone, but you can't outsmart someone when they have concrete evidence in black and white. The only one who can do that is Hillary Clinton. I mean, she could have admitted 15 killings. Oh, and Obama. They could have admitted killing 15 people, and it could be on paper, available in black and white, and they'd get off. I mean, I don't have any doubt about it. But I'm talking about Donald Trump, and I'm talking about what's going to be the determinant of where his presidency goes. The real threat that Mueller poses is that he's probably, and I bet Trump has some sleepless nights, if he meddles into Trump's finances and he follows the money, and he will, it could lead to some interesting places. First of all, I mean, I, without question, not knowing one single thing, not one, about Donald Trump's finances, that if Robert Mueller goes through these finances, we're going to have issues, because you're going to find out the borderline between illegality and unethical behavior, which is not punished. This is not a punishable crime, unless it trends into the illegal aspect. And there's going to be a lot of stuff. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Not everything about Donald Trump is pristine. I mean, please. I'm never going into that illusion. All right, we're coming back right after a break. This is Steve Taylor.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do. And I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
To a garden party, reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play songs again.
All right, we return, and we're calling across the pond again, as we frequently do. Our guest here this morning is Helen Ings, I-N-G-S. She is the author of, I love this title, Odd Odes for Oldies. It's published by Ex Libris UK. You can get a copy by going to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, ExLibris.com. Helen, welcome, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you. Tell us why you wrote the book and what it's about. I love the title.
Well, I wrote it really in order to make people smile, which is what it's all about. It's a little book about some light-hearted fun poems, very much tongue-in-cheek. Most of them are about seeing the funny side of life in the not-so-fast lane. So if you could say, a lot of them are taken from my own experiences and observations of being a senior citizen. But then some of my poems are just pure nonsense and nothing whatever to do with growing old, but that's about what about my poems are. But about 15 years ago, after I retired, I joined a creative writing group at the U3A. I don't know if you have U3A in America. It's a sort of university of the third age. Anyway, so it caters mainly for retired people. So anyway, I started off writing short stories, but I'm afraid I'm rather a lazy person and found it was quite time-consuming and hard work having to write a complete story every week. But one of our members, a quite elderly gentleman, used to write lovely poems, mostly non-rhyming. So really it was to him that I was inspired to have a go. And at first I started writing serious poetry, both rhyming and non-rhyming. But one week I wrote a funny poem, and when I read it out, everyone smiled and laughed. Now, that made me feel good. Started writing.
Well, what did you do before this? What was your what's your professional background?
Most of my life I was doing secretarial work, and then I became a personnel manager just before the end of my career, but I retired quite a long time ago now, because I'm 82 now, so it's it's only when I really retired that I started writing.
Good for you. You have to keep active. You know, I have a saying, it's not my original, an alert mind needs a body fit to work in. And the converse holds true as well. Why did you choose humor as opposed to a more serious subject matter?
I think because, I found that the first time I wrote a silly poem, it made everyone laugh, and that made me feel good. I just enjoyed making people smile, I suppose.
Did you have any other books lined up? I mean, I'm guessing. We haven't even talked about it. I bet the answer is yes.
Well, I have written another book, which should be out before Christmas, but this one is aimed at the other end of the age scale. It's a children's book, again, written in rhyme, but it's about a little red dragon who couldn't fly, with a little bit of a moral story to it, and, of course, a happy ending. That's the story of seven young dragons as they prepare to leave their nest on the side of a mountain in Wales, and how they learn to fly for the first time. But basically, things don't go very well for one little dragon, and he's left heartbroken on the top of the hill while all the others are flying out over the valleys.
I know, this is, so, I know this tells, is... I'm sorry.
Sorry, So it's just a quite a small children's poetry book in rhyme, but it's illustrated by my grandson, so that's rather nice. And he actually now lives in Pennsylvania, so I have connections with America.
Okay, and we certainly have connections with the UK. Do you have? I shouldn't spring this on you, but do you have a book in front of you where you can give us just a flavor of your poetry, something short, a paragraph or two?
Yes, I could.
Sorry, I'm not giving you much time, but I don't know, our audience is interested in listening.
Well,
here we go. Tell me.
Well, most of my life I've been overweight, so this little poem is called Control. There's a gremlin deep inside me who's trying to get out. I have to keep him locked away, of that there is no doubt. For every time he surfaces and I let him have his way, his gluttony is awesome. He eats and eats all day. He reaches for the chocolate, cream cakes and apple pie. He quite ignores the healthy food I normally keep by. I really can't control him, and his greed just makes me groan. 'Cause when I jump upon the scales, I've put on half a stone.
I like that. I think that's great. I'm a skinny guy. I found that hilarious.
Wow. Oh, good. Well, this is it. This is the sort of thing that just silly poems, but...
Oh, that's great. It just made me... It put a big smile on my face.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what it's aimed to do, yeah.
What makes your writing style different, your book different? What separates you from others?
I don't suppose anything much, but I think that everybody has a slightly different sense of humor. So... therefore, most people would find something amusing in my book, you know, if not all of the poems. So, but I don't know that my style is any different from anybody else's. It's just what amuses me. And I hope there's lots of other people out there that amuse them as well.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Somebody finds something hysterical and another person doesn't.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know about Seinfeld over there, don't you?
Sorry?
Seinfeld, the TV series that was on?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't find that funny at all, and yet I can't get enough of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So, you know, some people just like strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate ice cream. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the book? I'd be curious.
Very good, actually. Locally, I've sold quite a few copies, and people seem to, find it, a nice sort of little gift to give someone for a birthday gift or something like that, for probably mostly for slightly older readers, although some of my readers are a bit younger, but it's gone down very well anyway, so I'm quite pleased.
Helen, we've got about a minute left, a minute and a half. I'd like you to add something that I haven't asked you during this interview.
I don't know. I'm just. Shall I tell you a little something about myself? Because I'm.
We got about a minute left. Whatever it is, it's going to have to take a minute.
Oh right. Well, I'll just tell you then that I. When I was a child, I was evacuated to America, to New England, and, what a wonderful experience that was. I stayed at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, and so I just have some wonderful memories of all the you know, blueberry picking and skating on the frozen lake and kicking through the autumn leaves. We don't get that over here very much. The leaves always seem to be wet.
Well,
I've just had a wonderful life, and I've got a wonderful family, and this is just fun for me to do a bit of writing now.
Well, it's been fun having you on. You're a lovely lady. Your work, on the basis of what I heard, is terrific. That's all I can say. It makes me smile.
Thank you very much.
And it's Helen Ings, Odd Oldies.
Yep.
And it's published by Ex Libris. Thank you so very much. Hope to see you again.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we'll come back. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business. Final segment. I want to get back to what we couldn't complete earlier on the show, and that's the status of the investigation into other forces, but obviously all trying to lead up to Donald Trump when they should be in Hillary Clinton leading up to Barack Obama. Jeff Sessions, where are you and what happened? I think I'm going to have to Google this after the show. Why is Jeff Sessions so quiet? And we saw Loretta Lynch every time she could get in and cause a problem, and Eric Holder, they were there. One can only speculate that he and Donald Trump have lost that close relationship. I really don't know, but just please go after Hillary. So you've got to understand that although Mueller's investigation is about the collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, and there's no evidence at all that there was any, even with the findings with Manafort, that investigation can expand anywhere he counters evidence. He encounters evidence that crimes may have been committed. And let's be realistic about this. Come on. He's got connections to Russia left, right, and up the middle. And it was... To me, it was a no-brainer that he begin probing his finances. Because if he probes his finances and he knows he's got something, and he will have something, it's not going to be of impeachment variety, but it's going to be embarrassing to Trump. And, Trump doesn't get embarrassed, but he's not going to... I don't know how he could ever talk his way out of some of the stuff that he's done, and I don't mean in terms of illegalities. He's been investigated year after year after year after year. If there were any illegalities, do you think they would have come out by now? How would you like Bob Mueller looking at your family finances unrelated to Russia? I mean, didn't he cross a red line doing this? Trump would say, yeah, but by the way, I know it's possible that there was a... In fact, he said this on television. Oh, there's a condo or two or something. I sell a lot of units, and somebody from Russia buys a condo. Who knows? I don't make money from Russia. Well, the truth is, if he sells the condos, he does. If he's buying things... I mean, it's a confusing thing in terms of what is legally acceptable in terms of being... the president of the United States, what's legally acceptable being an American citizen and all the reporting. And it's far beyond my pay scale. So I'm going to digress on that unless it becomes a bigger story, and then I'll get educated on it. But the thing about Russia, and he says he doesn't have any buildings in Russia, but they still say he made money in Russia. And honestly, that's That makes sense. Trump says, I don't. Well, these business deals are so entangled and so intertwined. By the time somebody like Trump comes out of it, he makes money. And I don't have any objection to that at all, as long as it's legal. I can say, if you don't have to pay your taxes legally, damn it, don't do it. But if you have to pay, I mean, you have to pay it legally, do it. I mean, I choke and gag and I look at this and I say, well, just pay it. Just pay it. Trump is right. Apparently, he never invested in Russia, but a whole lot of Russians have invested in him. And supposedly, it's more than a condo. A lot of high numbers of oligarchs and mobsters have bought reportedly hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Trump properties over the years. And in many cases, they've used this to launder money. Now, if I sell somebody something and they use the money for bad, for evil purposes, I mean, I can't be held responsible for that. So there, you know, there've been troubled projects over there. There've been many, many, many troubled projects here. And it depends how deep Mueller wants to go. And yet, I don't know how any of this pertains to the campaign. This was a priori the campaign when Trump was a private citizen, not when he was president of the United States. And I don't think, and I doubt anyone else out there thinks, including Donald Trump, that at some point he would be elected president of the United States. It was a shock to him, and it was a shock to a lot of others. And some shocks are good, and this was one of the greatest shocks that's ever happened to the United States of America. Wait till it plays out. Wait till he survives. Hopefully he'll be mentally stable enough to handle it. So the press has done the best job of all just destroying him, or attempting to destroy him, but it doesn't appear to really be working. You know, his approval ratings are, you know, in the upper 30s. It's tough to get him to go much lower. And, yeah, if you want to start playing on that, most people who support Trump, including me, aren't going to give a damn. There's a report that he had to pay a $750,000 fine on an insider trading case. You know, and a lot of times you pay these fines and settle. You're not guilty. You just can't go through the legal entanglement and the cost it'll take. And you may be seeing that in a lot of these sexual harassment cases that we're witnessing out in Hollywood, and the tip of the iceberg has just appeared. I mean, this is going to be huge. It's going to be huge. And I don't have any specific knowledge to give out, but I can only tell you that I've been involved in a couple of projects to get TV shows syndicated out in Hollywood. And I mean, this was back, you know, some time ago. And the stuff that I heard was, it was surprising to my ears then, because I was kind of naive. But I mean, when I say I've known about this for years, I have not known any details about any specific people or any specific crimes of engagement that they've been involved with. But it's been going on. So we're in a sense, we're all subject to having done something wrong. And the question often is, when does the statute of limitations run out? And I don't know that that's going to pertain here. I'll leave it for the geniuses to give those answers. And I'll just report. Stu Taylor, thanking you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.